This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
I thought when you do a roundabout, there's a circle, like, but there's a line in the middle, and then you stay on the outside if you're getting off the first exit, and then I round the roundabout, and then I get off, not the second, but the third exit. But 9 times out of 10, there's some yahoo next to me that I'm like, why are you even there? And then it gets worse. It gets worse because now I'm leaving work, and I got to get back on the highway. So I only have to be on the roundabout for like a hot second, which is fine. But the road that comes down past the Holy Trinity Church, which is a beautiful church, and that comes down there, and then 55 Elm is on your left. As you're going that way, right, people get in two lanes. And there's people on the left, on the inside of that lane, which is not two lanes, by the way. The road is not two lanes, I assure you, that they get on the inside and they're getting on the highway. But I'm getting on the highway. I'm on the right. I'm on the outside. So now both of us are getting on the highway, except the highway is like narrow as my pinky. There's no way. So I don't know if I'm using the roundabout wrong, or maybe there's just not enough instruction. I don't get it. So we've got joining us now, Jordan Fenster, a reporter with the Connecticut Insider. Connecticut's going to get more roundabouts. I'm hoping, Jordan, that they fix Pulaski Circle first. Is that an option?
I don't know. But Pulaski Circle is an example, I think, of like the old style. It's not technically a roundabout. I think it's much bigger, right? When you think about a roundabout, you got to think about these little things that take up the footprint of a regular four-way intersection, not these giant traffic circles.
Right.
That's what they're really trying to build, is the little, what they call modern roundabouts these days.
But I feel like they're more organized, because let me tell you, that is like the Autobahn. The Pulaski Circle, someone's going to die. I'm just telling you, it might be me. Now, I drive an Expedition, so I'm a jerk. And when I get on the road to get back on the highway that's next to 55 Elm there, I actually get right in the middle so that nobody can pass me on the left or the right. I don't know if I'm just being a jerk or if I'm doing it correctly.
I'm sure you're doing it. I'm sure you're being as safe as you can be.
That's exactly what I'm going for. I just don't want to get into an accident.
Yeah, I mean, look, the whole roundabout movement, I think, is fascinating. There are, like, I was really shocked to find these engineers that use the word love when they talk about roundabouts. So, I mean, from an engineer standpoint, it makes a lot of sense, and it's a lot safer from the data. The data shows that it's a lot safer as well. So, because you don't get into these T-bone kind of accidents. You know, if somebody runs a red light and hits a car, there's a very good chance of a fatal, and you know, you hit them head on.
Yeah.
But in a roundabout, if you do hit somebody, it's a side swipe, and there's less accidents, and what accidents there are less severe. So there's a lot less chance of people dying in a roundabout than there are at a traffic light intersection.
In the accident, as far as road rage goes, I think that's a whole other issue, because I'm going to get out of my car and start screaming at you that you don't know how to drive in a roundabout.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I don't know if you saw some of the videos that came out of West Hartford, where when they first built the roundabout up there at King Philip, there were people who were just ignoring the roundabout altogether. They were just flying straight through it as if it didn't exist. People don't know how to drive roundabouts. That's true.
They really don't. And I've been through that one, the one in West Hartford. Now, in Naugatuck as well. Now that's where I grew up. Apparently there's one at the end. I think it's the end of Church Street, where they put one, maybe. Yeah, I think that's correct. In the end of the downtown area there. But I'm like, why? Well, I grew up and it was fine. We just go and it's fine. There's a stop sign and you go. It's not hard. So I don't really understand the appeal. And are they building these center islands up instead of like the one in West Hartford where they can fly straight?
So those are actually called a truck skirt. And if they're lower, they're flatter down because that way a truck or a bus can make a sharper turn.
Oh.
Make the turn around. That's intentional. And there's like, I didn't get into the piece that I wrote, but I had a whole other section about the geometry of the roundabout and how it's designed really to slow people down. And I mean, that's the purpose, and it works. It actually does slow you down and keep the traffic flowing for the most part. Whereas a stop sign or a signal intersection, you just stop, and then there's idling. And or you run through it. Oh. And, you know, so it's actually from a traffic flow perspective, roundabouts, at least the data shows that the roundabouts do make some sense. And from a traffic accident perspective, the data shows it makes sense as well. And from an environmental perspective, apparently.
Well, they are going to have to, I think, put out a whole separate website on how to actually use the roundabout, because I think they're coming to Connecticut, right? They're going to be, it's official. And like, so you better get used to driving them so I don't have to bump you off the road. It's just.
Yeah, they're going to have, I mean, so I talked to the engineer in charge of this, and he said that, you know, he designed the first state roundabout in 2005. And there's been 11. There's 11 state roundabouts. I'm not counting the ones that are run by towns like the West Hartford, and I'm sure the Naugatuck one as well. But he said that they've done 11 over the last 20 years.
Wow.
They're going to do. He expects to do 100 over the next decade.
Wow. They're coming, people. Learn how to use them. Please. So really quick, before I let you go, Jordan, I just want to touch on the fact that Connecticut is still blocking alcohol sales on some holidays. Is that ever going to go away, do you think?
Probably not. I asked that question. I asked, some legislators that question. I asked some lobbyists that question. And you know, they basically, there's no movement to do it. Nobody really wants to. Most of the package stores are small. Are small businesses, and they want to have Thanksgiving with their families.
Yeah.
New York you can sell alcohol in New York on Thanksgiving, but not in Massachusetts, not in Rhode Island. And so I guess, you know, they're just going to leave it the way it is. I don't think anybody really wants it to change.
All right. That sounds okay. I mean, if you really need a bottle of wine, you could hit up Brewster. And you'll be all set, right?
Yes. And obviously you could go to a restaurant if one's open on Thanksgiving or Christmas, and they'll serve, but they can't serve you to go.
Right. That makes perfect sense. It does. Well, Jordan Fenster, a reporter with the Connecticut Insider, thank you for trying to help us navigate roundabouts, and keep up the good work. The articles touching on all the things in Connecticut that we need to know about. Really appreciate you coming on this morning with me while Brian's gone.
Thank you so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.